Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
With you on this evening. It's been a busy day today. I work today, and you guys know that I'm working part-time as a personal fitness trainer at the Livonia Y, and it was an exciting day today. I love what I do. I love helping people maintain, regain, and improve their health using natural modalities, and the personal fitness training aspect of what I do fits right in with everything else that I do. I just love it. I love my life. I do. I absolutely love my life. And I hope you do too. I hope you're doing something that gives you purpose. You see what I'm saying? That make you feel fulfilled. I would do this if they didn't pay me. Really. That's how much I love it. In fact, I've been inviting those of you that know me, I've been telling you, hey, come on out, get a free workout. Let me take you through a free workout. You know what I'm saying? Let's get these bodies moving. Let's do it. It is an exciting time to just be healthy. You know, it's always a good time to be healthy. It is always a good time to be healthy. I got a recipe for you tonight. Got a good walnut pate. If you like pate, you'll love this walnut pate. I hope you have your pencils and your papers ready, because not only am I going to give you a wonderful walnut pate recipe, but I am also going to give you, and this is it, you're going to want this. And if you don't make this, and later on I hear that you've been under the weather, had the bug and all that, I'm going to just say, listen, I gave you what you needed. What's that old adage about forewarned is forearmed? I think that's it. You know, I'm giving it to you. Now, already where I work, there's a lot of people sneezing and sick and not feeling well. In fact, one of my clients today, I told her, listen, go home. Go home. I'll see you next week. And she said, well, I really don't think I'm contagious. Go home. Go home. You know, when your eyes look lethargic and you just look like you need to go somewhere and curl up in a corner, that's time to go and take care of yourself. So tonight I'm going to give you a recipe for a remedy that's called, or you can call it a concoction if you want to. It really doesn't matter to me. It's powerful. It's called a flu shot in a bottle. This isn't my own concoction or remedy. This is not mine, but it is just as good and just as effective. And everybody needs to make this and start taking this stuff. You see what I'm saying? Kids, little kids going back to school, and they're congregating with little Bobby and Billy and Susie, and they got these coughs and colds, and they bringing them where? Right home. Hi, Mama, you know, Grandma, Granddaddy. So, listen, let's just prepare to take care of ourselves. Get those immune system boosted. You know, it's time to start working on the immune system. I've been asking people, are you taking the flu shot? And they say, some say, yeah, I really don't want to, but I don't want to be sick. I say, well, you know, you do have an alternative. You know, there's alternatives to being sick. You don't have to take that poison. I said, and if you just insist on taking it, ask to see the insert. Know what you're taking. You know, you'd be surprised when you ask people, do you know what's in that flu shot? Do you know what you're taking? And some will say, no. You know, don't you want to know what they're injecting you? Listen, I know it was a time when none of us knew. I knew it was a time. Well, I've never taken the flu shot. But, I mean, I know it's a time where, you know, out of our ignorance, that we'll do things not knowing. But, see, now it's time to know. We here at you've heard the vaccination specialist on the show telling us about vaccinations and everything that's in it and stuff like that. It's time for us to start seeking out stuff and searching out. You know, we got all these computers and everything, but we don't want to do any research. You know, I mean, use that computer for something other than Facebook and send an email. Do some research. You see what I'm saying? Protect yourself. It's time to learn how and know how to protect yourself and to keep yourself healthy. Yeah, it is. For those of you that don't know me, I am a naturopathic doctor. I have certifications as a raw living food chef, a master herbalist. I'm trying to do too many things right now. Dry blood cell analysis, nutrition, and recently a certified personal trainer. And I'm just saying all that to say this. Your good health is my business. You see, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Your good health is my business. If you have questions, if you have any concerns, anything like that, just give me a call. I'm more than happy to take the time out of my day to talk to you, you know, to answer your questions. Let's reason together. You know, if it's something you're not sure of, hey, if I don't know, believe you me, I'm going to say I don't know, but I will check into that and get back with you. I don't know everything. You see what I'm saying? I do not know everything, but I know how to do my research. I know how to go to those that I think do know. So let's reason together. Let's put our heads together and come up with some things that will benefit us, our health, our family. You see? So I'm going to give you time to get your pencil and paper ready. But for right now, I want to share with you something. How do it make you feel when you know you're inspiring somebody else to greatness? How does that make you feel? You know what? I think I was put on this earth to not only be a healer, and please don't go running saying, oh, she says she can heal. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not. I'm talking about having the ability to be able to assist the body in healing itself, because, you know, our bodies will heal itself. Our bodies will heal itself. We don't have to, you know, that's nothing that we really have to be at. Oh, wow, you know, the body was meant to heal itself. But a lot of times we don't want to do what we have to do in order to assist it. It has to be assisted. We have to assist the body in healing itself. You know, there's just certain things. You know, I met a lady the other day that told me that she didn't like water. She drinks pop, but she rarely, if ever, drink water. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what her body must be feeling like on the inside? And I asked her, I said, well, how do you generally feel? She said, I guess about well as anybody else. And I'm like, wow. You know, sometimes we don't know how bad we feel until we start to feel good. It was amazing. I just asked her, do you know how important water is to your body, to every organ in your body? Did you know that your kidneys require enough water to keep filtering the liquid waste from your body? And that the lack of water can result in a lot of problems as the liquid in the kidneys need to be diluted before removing, you know. And she said, oh, well, maybe that's why I'm constipated all the time. And I'm like, yeah, maybe so. You know, come on now. You got to figure. You got to figure that water is important to our survival, you know. And as I began to assess her skin and different things, I said, well, yeah, she's probably telling the truth. She probably drinks little. If she says she takes water like if she's taking a vitamin or a pain pill or something like that, but ordinarily no water. She prefers, you know, pop. You know, she said just the taste of water. I said, but, you know, it's an acquired taste, just like anything else. You know, you learn to like it. And then there's all different kinds of things you can do in order to like it. And then just tell yourself, you know, water is my favorite beverage. You see, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And water is my favorite beverage. So that's how it is. My affirmation today just simply says, the people in my life are really mirrors of me. This affords me the opportunity to grow and change. My life is a mirror. Everything in my life works now and forever. Everything in my life works. My life works beautifully. You see? I like that message my pastor has been teaching on thermostats and thermometers. You know, let me ask you something tonight. What are you? Are you a thermostat or are you a thermometer? I'm a thermostat. I set the tone for my day. I set the tone. I'm not a thermometer that just reacts to whatever happens. You ever seen people like that? That's not me. So my life is beautiful, and it operates beautifully. That's not to say things don't happen. It took me almost, I don't know how long, to get on tonight. The computer was saying, nope, I just don't want to do it. And I'm like, okay, well, whenever you're ready, you know, whenever you're ready, we're going to do this. I'm not going to trip out about it. Whenever you're ready. So listen, I just want you guys to drink more water. Be cognizant of the fact that we need water. It's time to, like I said, to think about boosting the immune system. And you know that one of my favorite herbs for doing that is astragalus. If you're interested in any the herbs that I'm talking about tonight, which one is astragalus, I want you to go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. Be sure to go to my website and click on the events tab and see the upcoming event coming up on the 28th of this month. I'll be speaking at the Better Me Luncheon. It's all about children. Come out and let's meet each other. You know, I so would enjoy seeing your face, you know, in the place so we could have a chance to talk face-to-face. That would be such a wonderful thing. The 28th, it's going to be a beautiful luncheon. Bring some of your business cards. What do you do? Let's network. This will be a chance for you to network with other health conscientious people. You know, there's going to be vendors there, and we just want you to come out. Lynn Bozeman is the sponsor of these luncheons, and go to my website. Click on the events tab, and you can see more about it, the 28th of this month. Astragalus. Astragalus is a very unique herb, and I love it because I use it to help people's body lower its blood pressure, and it also boosts the immune system. And traditional Chinese medicine describes astragalus as a detoxifier, also a cancer fighter, and it's included in many healing formulas and tonics. And I just cannot stress enough how powerful astragalus is. And I love echinacea, but echinacea, you take it for 7 days, about 7 days, and then you want to pull off of it because, see, what an echinacea does, it sends a signal to the body that the body is being attacked. So it gets on high alert, and it does it for about 7 days. But then after that, it says, oh, nothing is wrong, and it will release itself, its potency, its strength. You see what I'm saying? So that's why it's good to be on it for about 7 days. But astragalus, you could take a little astragalus each and every day. And astragalus is powerful for strengthening the immune system. In fact, the astragalus root was often used in tonics meant to strengthen the heart, known in China as the qi, or if you don't understand that, let me explain it like this. There's been recent studies on astragalus extract, and it was tested and proved that it helped to improve the white blood cells that looked old, and the number of blood cells were increased magnificently by taking astragalus. Astragalus has been a staple of traditional Chinese medicine because they believe it promotes resiliency, good health, and a long life. In fact, the five best known formulas in Chinese medicine all have astragalus root in it. That tells you something, right? It does. Now, it's also called the vitality light energy. It's awesome. It is an awesome herb. I keep it. Every once in a while, I'll just put a couple of droppers in my mouth. You know, put it under the tongue, chew it a little bit, let it mix with the saliva, and go. It goes right into the bloodstream. And this is the time of the year you really want to have your immune system. You know, I can't tell you enough how if we just did some simple things, eating right, getting proper rest, drinking good water, getting some exercise, you know, turn the TV off, go for a walk around the block. And sometimes that's not easy. I have gotten chased by dogs 2 times this week. No, last week, by just walking my little doggy. You know, but you think that stopped me? Not at all. I'm back out there again, walking her every day, taking her for a walk. So I want you to understand this. Astragalus is used not only for immunity and to lower high blood pressure, but it is also good for a number of other symptoms and diseases such as diabetes, respiratory problems, any kind of viral infections, flu, and even common cold. Yes, of course, blood pressure, to lower blood pressure. It's good for kidney disease, any kind of skin lesions and sores, hemorrhoids. Anything to do with asthma and bronchitis, any internal bleeding. Another thing I like for internal bleeding is cayenne pepper, but that's another show. Any kind of sweating, any kind of fatigue and insomnia, astragalus is your herb. And it's so many different ways to purchase astragalus. Know the person that you purchase your herbs from. The company that I do business with, they're called Pure Herbs, and they're out of Sterling Heights, Michigan. They've been there for like over 35 years. Their reputation is beyond reproach. I mean, this is a company that stands on good, sound morals. And just go to my website, click on Pure Herbs, take a look in extracts, and they have some capsule forms, and they are powerful. I love extracts. I really do, because that's the quickest way to get the herb into the system, into your body, into the bloodstream. So that's my – now, if I just – have some time, and I'm not, you know, really concerned about it getting in there like with maybe some Cascara Sagrada. I'll do a capsule, because sometimes I'll do a capsule in the evening, and when I get up first thing in the morning, I have a wonderful, wonderful purging. So, you know, but other than that, I love my extracts or tinctures. Now, with that being said, I want you to know that there's another herb that I really like, and it's called oil of cajeput. Now, you can see more about these herbs when you go to my website. Click on Pure Herbs. Now, oil of cajeput is also called melaleuca, and it's spelled C-A-J-U-P-U-T, cajeput, and it comes from India. And it is a herb that, you know, when I did I think it was 10 or 15 herbs that every home should have. These are herbs that you should have in your herbal arsenal. Oil of cajeput was one of them. This herb is so wonderful. It is so powerful. If you have anything, any kind of yeast problems, if you have any kind of fungus problem, you have fungus on the toenails, well, that's an indication that something is going on the inside. So while you're hitting it on the inside, you also want to hit it on the outside. If you got these real thick cloudy looking toenails that's, you know, just about ready to come off, you know, that's an indication that there's some candida yeast infection there. So you want to handle it from the inside, but also you can treat it from the outside with oil of cajeput. It's always good to have a good bowel program in place, because you must eliminate the bowel's residue, which play host to all kinds of little parasite things, you see. And it furnishes a cozy place for the yeast to retreat to and attack from. So make sure you have 2 to 3 good bowel movements daily when you're taking oil of cajeput to help the body bounce back from any kind of candida or yeast infection. If you have a cold or the flu, all you have to do is sprinkle a few drops of oil of cajeput on a handkerchief or a tissue and just breathe into it very deeply. I also suggest taking some and just rubbing it on your throat, around your temples, on your sinus passages, and drop a couple of drops up under your tongue at night and just chew it and let it be the last thing that you put in your mouth at night. And just go to bed. Go to bed. Maybe take some 5 oils and rub on your shoulder and your neck, you know, and then just go to bed and go to sleep. Relax. In the case of flu and fever, if you have a tight chest or laryngitis, all you got to do is just take a couple of drops directly on the tongue. Directly on the tongue. Apply it to the chest and cover up and sweat the mucus loose as the oil penetrates and breaks up all that infected mucus. And you can cough up mucus as tough as tire thread. I'm telling you the truth. But you'll be well in a very short time with oil of cajeput. Oil of cajeput is also a pain reliever. If your sinuses are blocked, if you have headaches, just apply it to the painful areas, to, like I said, to your temples. Just massage it in. And almost immediately, the pain will begin to leave, to subside. The same can be done for toothache. If you have a toothache, or a cavity, just take it until you can get to the dentist. I mean, this is not instead of. We know how important oral hygiene is. So just take a little bit and put it in the tooth on a piece of cotton ball, a little piece of cotton, and just put it down in the tooth or between the tooth and the gum, and just leave it there until relief is obtained, which won't be very long, I promise you. It's awesome. The walnut pate. Now, walnut pate is so awesome because you ever wanted a little snack, but you really don't want too much. You know, like me, I graze. Throughout the day, I do what's grazing. I may eat 4 or 5 carrots and a couple of pieces of green pepper, and, you know, like that. But I'm feeding. My metabolism is burning all day long. So this is good for when you want just a little munchy something. It's good on seed crackers. I do wonderful dehydrated crackers. It's good on that. It's good on celery. It's good on tomatoes. It's good on little pieces of green pepper. It is just awesome, and it is a wonderful pate, and it's made out of walnuts. And you know how good walnuts are for you. Walnuts are not only good for the heart, but walnuts are good for the brain. Remember, I did a show called God's Pharmacy, and I told you about the different fruits and vegetables that correlated with different organs in the heart, like a cluster of grapes in the heart. And a walnut, if you crack that shell of a walnut and look into a walnut, it looks just like the brain. You see, it's good for the brain. It's good for it. the walnut is so good for the brain, for the heart. And this pate is awesome. Let me tell you what's involved in making this pate. It's so simple. You take 1 cup of walnuts and you soak them. And I would suggest soaking my walnuts for about 4 hours or so, just to soften them up. So you want to soak them for about 4 hours. And you take 1 teaspoon of fresh lemon juice and use organic lemon. So you can use a little bit of the zest of the lemon. Put a little bit of zest in there. You want 1 teaspoon of cold-pressed EVOO, extra virgin olive oil. You want 1 teaspoon of tamari. You want 2 cloves of garlic, or to taste. Okay, you might want to put 3, you might want to put 4. I love garlic, so I use a lot of garlic, so, you know, garlic to taste. You want to put 1 dash of high mineral unprocessed salt. To taste, Himalayan, if I'm going to use any salt, because sometimes the salt helps to marry the flavors, especially if you're using something as like sweet and salty, you know, it'll help bring the flavors together. You don't need a lot. You don't need a lot of salt, just a little taste. And that's why I always suggest using a high mineral unprocessed salt. Also, you want 1 teaspoon of minced fresh parsley. And 1 teaspoon of minced onion, okay? Now, what you do is, after you soak your walnuts for about 4 hours, form the soften up, you combine the nuts and all of the remaining items in a food processor. And then you make sure to stop the processor a couple of times throughout the process so you can clean down the sides of your processor. You know, take the top off of it and just clean it down a little bit. And then you make sure everything is really nice and creamy and processed. And I'm telling you, you will love this pate. You can also use it on lettuce leaves. I take the romaine lettuce leaves and sometimes put it in there and just roll them up. And if you want, you can put like slices of little slivers of tomato and green pepper, and I mean it's just a wonderful side dish. Or it could be a main dish. You see what I'm saying? But you'll love it. Let me know if you try it. Let me know how you like it. Now make sure you process it until it's nice and thick, like a pasty consistency. You don't want it too thin, you know. So let me know how that works for you. It's very important to eat a lot of colorful foods this season. You know, eat a lot of green foods like kale and collards. I got some beautiful collards in the garden, I'm telling you. And did we have a frost last night? Because if we did, they got it. So, yeah. But green foods have more calcium than any dairy product imaginable. You know, when people tell me, you know, how do you get your protein? How do you get this and that? You know, being a vegetarian or being vegan. You know what? There is so many ways to get calcium and to get protein other than animal flesh. There's just so many ways, but I think that's just a general question. Everybody, how do you get your protein? I get my protein the same way the animal you eat gets its protein. I eat the plants. So green is an indication of also chlorophyll. What is chlorophyll? It's a healer. All the way to the cellular level. Another green food, broccoli. Broccoli has antioxidant properties, and it is just wonderful for protecting against breast and colon cancer. You know, we're hearing a lot of colon cancer, a lot of breast cancer. Let's protect ourselves. Green is nature's goodness at its finest. We want to get some yellow foods in there, such as summer squash, Summer squash, did you know it's a highly alkaline food, and it's excellent to remedy stuff like acidosis of the liver and of the blood. And it's nutritionally packed with calcium, with iron, with magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, zinc and magnesium, vitamins A and B, complex, and also vitamins C and E. Yeah, isn't that awesome? Summer squash. Also include some red in your eating regimen. Red is a vibrant and beautiful color and rich. When you think of a food that's a vegetable that's nice and red, what comes to mind? The first thing comes to my mind is those beautiful, beautiful, beautiful red bell peppers. And they're full of vitamin A, and which makes the body tissue more resistant to colds and also promotes growth and the feeling of well-being. So throw you some red peppers in a bag, you know, and just munch on them throughout the day. Acquire a taste for some of these beautiful, you know what, sometimes I'll walk through the produce department of the store and I begin to salivate, I'm telling you. It is so wonderful to be able to just crave foods like this. Vitamin red bell peppers also have vitamin B. And, you know, vitamin B helps food absorption, and it normalizes the brain and the nervous system by increasing the metabolic process. So you want to get a lot of these foods in you. Orange. What orange is the color of what? Carrots. When you're making your carrot juice, don't throw away your crackers. I mean, don't throw away your pulp. Use your pulp to make crackers. You don't have to have a dehydrator to make crackers, to make seed crackers. In fact, I'm going to do a show, and I'm going to tell you how to make things like kale snacks, all kinds of crispy kale, and you can do it in the oven. You don't have to have a dehydrator. So that's going to be a show, an upcoming show. In fact, I'm going to have another Raw Chef on, and we're going to talk about different things that you can do in the dehydrator as well as in the oven on a low temperature, okay? Now, carrots, we've always known that carrots is really good for the eyes. But did you know that carrots are wonderful for the liver and for the digestive tract? And they also help kidney function. They prevent and treat cancer. They balance the endocrine system and the adrenal system. They depress blood cholesterol. And they also increase bulk elimination in the colon. And that's what we want. Carrots you will have such a good poop. With carrots, I'm telling you the truth, purple. Get some purple in your diet, in your eating regimen. What's purple? Eggplant. Eggplant is 90% water. Do you like baba ganoush? Oh, that's what I use to make my baba ganoush, eggplant. It's high in water, it's low in calories, and it helps clear stagnant blood by dissolving the congealed blood and accumulation such as tumors. Yes, helps to dissolve tumors. Eggplant is rich in all kinds of biflavonoids. And did you know that it's been researched and proven that eggplants help to renew the arteries and prevent strokes and hemorrhages? Yep. Eggplant. God knew what he was doing when he put all these beautiful vegetables here. Blue. Get some blue. Blueberries. Blueberries are a great laxative. They're an awesome blood cleanser. They improve sluggish circulation, and they are awesome for your vision. Blueberries also protect against cataracts, peptic ulcers, and they have a healing effect on any infection of the mouth. If you've got anything going on in the mouth, canker sore, herpes simplex, get you some blueberries and just put them in the food processor and process it and just lay it on that sore. I'm telling you, it will do wonders. Blueberries are one of the fruits that are high in iron. So that's just a few foods that you want to incorporate because it is flu season. So start getting some of these wonderful, wonderful foods into your eating regimen. And you know what? Choose bright, colorful, fresh, organic produce whenever possible, because it's loaded with nourishment. And learn all you can about these vibrant foods and make every effort to include as many as possible in your daily nourishment. You see, your reward will be this, good health. Isn't that what we all want? Absolutely. Okay, you got your pencils and paper ready? Let me give you this flu shot in a bottle, the recipe. Okay, this is called flu shot in a bottle. Now, this is what you're going to need. You're going to need a quart-sized mason jar or a fruit glass jar. Just make sure it's glass. You're going to need one medium onion chopped. And for all of this, let me tell you something straight out the gate, okay? Use organic. Use organic. If you have a problem with getting organic, give me a call. Because a lot of times I give things away like onions and stuff like that because I don't want nothing to spoil. And sometimes I don't get to eat it all like I want to. So I don't have any problems with saying, hey, I got about 4 organic onions you could have. So, you know, let's start, you know, communicating with each other. That's what it's all about. I'm looking to start a food co-op. Anybody interested in a food co-op? Getting your organic produces and even meat for those of you that do meat, you know, getting your grass fed. Any of you interested? Okay, this is something that I'm thinking about starting for next summer. So I'll keep you posted. It'll be on my website. Okay, 1 quart size mason jar or fruit jar, 1 medium chopped onion, 3 cloves of garlic. And you want to chop it. You want 2 tablespoons of horseradish paste. How do you get horseradish paste? You take horseradish and you mince it up. You just like you would garlic paste. You want 2 tablespoons of mustard. Strong stone ground is good. You want 1 tablespoon of fresh grated ginger. You want a pinch of cayenne pepper. Now, your pinch is your pinch. This is your flu shot in a bottle, okay? My pinch may be different from your pinch. They even have measuring spoons now that measures a pinch. So do you. A pinch of cayenne pepper. Now, and here's the baby here. You want some apple cider vinegar. And Bragg's is the best. Bragg's is what I use, and Bragg's is what I suggest, okay? Now, you want enough to fill the jar after everything has been put in. Now, here we go. You add the onion, the garlic, the horseradish, the ginger, and the cayenne pepper to the jar. Then you add the apple cider vinegar, filling the jar all the way to the top. You line the lid of the jar with wax paper because most of the times, the apple cider vinegar, it corrodes metal and close the jar. So once you get the everything in it, the apple cider vinegar, so you just line it with the wax paper, and then you close the jar. Now, you give it a good shake, and you store it at room temperature. And in the kitchen, it's good. In the kitchen on the counter, it's good. Now, every day for 2 weeks, you give the jar a good shake every day for 2 weeks. Now, once it's brewed, and that's what's going to happen, all these herbs, all these this garlic and all this stuff is going to begin to brew. Now, once it's brewed for 2 weeks, you consume 2 ounces of the liquid daily. Now, it can be, you can also add this mixture to soup, to salad, or dilute it with water and sweeten with a little honey, manuka. And after 2 weeks, the 2 week brewing process, be sure to store it in the refrigerator. Okay? Now, I'm going to get this on my website ASAP. I'm not going to say tomorrow. I'm not going to say tonight. Definitely not tonight. But it will be. I will post it on my website. I hope each and every one, and listen, this is what I'm encourage you to do. Don't just make it. Don't make a bottle for yourself. Make a bottle for somebody else. Okay? This is what I'm encouraging you to do. I have a friend that gave me a lot of glass, a lot of glass. In fact, she has a thing about glass. She said glass is getting extinct, you know, with all this plastic, and she hates plastic, you know. And she gave me so much glass. So I'm gonna gift her. I'm gonna give back. I'm gonna take one of these glasses. These glass jars that she gave me, and I'm going to fill it with the flu shot in a bottle, and I'm put a big bow on it, and I'm going to give it back to her. So don't just make enough for you, yo po and no more. You know, bless somebody. A blessing is not a blessing unless you get it. Like I said, this isn't my remedy. You see, I have a plague remedy. And I'm going to give you guys that. I'm going to give you the recipe to that. I have a plague remedy. It wasn't totally mine. It was someone else's, and I took and I tweaked it. And it's off the chain, as the kids say. So with that being said, I just want to let you guys know that it will do you well. Take a little bit. Take every day. 2 ounces every day. Take a tablespoon every day. You see, and keep it. Keep a good supply of it this cold and flu season. And like I said, give it. Give it to somebody. Bless somebody with it. Well, with that being said, it's almost time to get out of here again, you guys. I want you to, I want to encourage you to go to my website. Like I said, take a look at the event, the upcoming event. I would love to see you guys at the upcoming luncheon, Better Me Luncheon. It's all about children. Our children are in a very, very, very bad place, and we got to help them. If we don't help them, who will? You know, it's so funny. I saw something the other day. Do you know in parts of Africa where it's hard to even get water, they got Pepsi and Coke machines? I'm telling you, our kids are in a dire state, and they need our help. So let's reach out. Let's get some good, accurate, and thorough information so we can take it out, take it back to the hood. You see, share it. Sharing is caring. Caring is sharing. No, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Let's care about each other. Let's reach out to each other, okay? Thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. You are appreciated. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening in. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call, 734-895-1940. For those of you in the Inkster, Westland, Dearborn Heights area, give me a call. I would love to have you come into the Y and go through a workout with me, a free workout. Let me show you. Let me show you what I'm working with, and let me show you how I can help you, okay? Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in. www.4yourgoodhealth.com. is where you can go. .info is where you can go to find out what's going on with me. I'll be posting some new recipes real soon. Haven't had a chance to, but I will be. Also, I just want to let you know that that Here's to Your Health is brought to you every Tuesday from 9 to 10 by 109.9 Penn Station, right here. So come on back next week and let's do it again. I'm looking to hear some of these remedies that you guys have for the up-and-coming flu season that won't be coming nigh our dwelling, right? Because we have the flu shot in a bottle, okay? Thanks, guys. Have a blessed night. Have sweet sleep. Go to sleep. Get some good sleep tonight. Get some rest. Drink your water. I love you guys, and we'll do it again, if the Lord say so, next week. Good night.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. My heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day. We've taken, laid down your regrets, 'cause all we have